Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. All right, welcome back. We are going to jump into episode number 150, quite a milestone for Sundays with Jeff Miller, episode 150, season 3, and this is it, part 5, to help get you through to your draft. Today, I would like to talk to you about picks in each round. So I come up with three categories. There is everyone has a chance player. There is a no way I'm going to draft this player, and a push player. So let's get to it. Let's talk about round one. Round one, to me, my everyone has a chance player is actually two in this particular round. Just as an example, my first one is Justin Jefferson, the wide receiver from Minnesota, who has an ECR, expert consensus ranking, for those of you who are unsure what that ECR stands for, of 5 and an average draft position of 6. He scored 330 fantasy points. I think he's a great round one addition. And in many mock drafts, I've seen him falling into that 5, 6, 7, and even 8 range. If he's there, you should snag him. But a very similar player to him is Ja'Marr Chase, the wide receiver for Cincinnati. Now, his ECR is 10. With an average draft position of 9. So he's fallen to the end of round one. 305 fantasy points last year. A nice grab for you right there to start your draft if you're at the back end of a round 10 or 12 team league. Now, my no way player in round one, no way I'm drafting him, is Christian McCaffrey. His value is excellent. His average points per game is undeniably phenomenal when he plays. But for me, the last two seasons have been a disaster, and I'm going to hold off on him in round one. And as you know, my draft base value has him more towards the end of round two. But he's my no way player in round one. Now, my push player is Travis Kelce, the tight end for Kansas City. His ECR value is number 9. He's actually falling in most drafts to an average draft position of 13, 263 fantasy points. So for me, I'm going to push him back. I'm going to push him more into that second round than pushing him up into the first round. So he's going to go the opposite way. So a push can go either way as I go through this. And for me, Travis Kelce moves into the second round where his value actually lands. Round two, my everyone has a chance player is Mark Andrews, the tight end for Baltimore. His ECR value is currently 20 with an average draft position of 23. He had 301 fantasy points last year. I think that's a great value for Mark Andrews. And everybody has a shot at him in round two. So if somebody wants to move up there earlier in the round and grab him, great value in round two. My no way player is Saquon Barkley. I can't say it enough. I want nothing to do with this New York Giant running back. Number one, no way I draft him player. ECR value is 16, an average draft position of 21. He had 149 fantasy points. Just not high on Saquon. Not going to be on my roster. My push player is CeeDee Lamb. And CeeDee Lamb is a wide receiver for Dallas. ECR value of 18. His average draft position is always also 18. 233 fantasy points last year. And he's my push player because for me, again, he's in the end of the draft. I'm probably going to push him more into the third round to fourth round to get a value for me at this time. Dallas kind of looks a little bit like a train wreck, and they just lost Smith, their starting left tackle, who is going to be the blindside blocker for Dak Prescott. Round three, everybody has a chance at A.J. Brown, wide receiver for Philadelphia. I'm not going to blame you if you move up. His expected ECR value is 29. His average draft position is 28. Only 181 fantasy points last year, but I believe A.J. Brown's in for a career year in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. If you moved up to grab him, I would not be disappointed in you at all. My no way player, and many of you may be able to pull this one out of your hat, you've heard me talk about it a lot, is Kyle Pitts, tight end for Atlanta. ECR is 30, an average draft position of 32, 177 fantasy points last year. Kyle Pitts averaged just over 10 points per game last year. No way I'm drafting him in round three, probably not even four or five. I may consider him in the five range or six range if I'm at that point desperate and he falls to me. That's about it for me on Kyle Pitts. My push player is Michael Pittman, the wide receiver for Indianapolis. His ECR is 26 with an average draft position of 34. He scored 239 fantasy points last year. I'm going to push him back a little bit more. I wouldn't really consider him in round three as much as I would consider him a round four pick for my fantasy football team. In round four, everyone has a chance player, and everybody does. It's Cortland Sutton, the wide receiver for Denver. His ECR is 40. His average draft position, believe it or not, is actually 55. So you might even be able to get him in a push to the next round. 150 fantasy points last year. I'm looking for him to move up the board this year. He definitely has WR1 value. And one of the it factors for me this year is that I really want to pick WR1s before I start sneaking into the WR2 range for wide receivers. So there's a lot of good WR1s, even though their teams might not be great. Cortland Sutton, the jury's out because of the new quarterback and Russell Wilson. So I'd be more willing to take a chance for him. So if he fell to me between that 40 and 55, I would have to take a good hard look at him. No way I draft this player. Travis Etienne, running back for Jacksonville. ECR of 35, average draft position 41. Not on my radar. Second year player, injured last year, didn't get to play much, no points. Not really sure if I believe that he can make it as a durable running back in round four. And if I'm going to pick up a running back in round four, I want somebody who I can count on, at least in the durability factor. My push player, very deserving here, DJ Moore, wide receiver, Carolina. I'm actually pushing him up the board. His expert consensus ranking is showing that. He's moving up to number 32 currently with an average draft position of 43. So the experts have moved him up to 32, 238 fantasy points last year. You've heard me talk about DJ, his three straight years of 1,200 yards. If he can get more touchdowns with Baker Mayfield at quarterback, he's going to be a worthwhile pick for your fantasy football team. Round five, my everyone has a chance player, A.J. Dillon, the running back for Green Bay. ECR is 48 with an average draft position of 66. So you can actually maybe push him back. He's one of those players that you could, but if you went up as high as this 48 to 50 range to grab him, I wouldn't be disappointed. 186 fantasy points last year. I think he moves up the board this year. I think both him and Aaron Jones could easily hit that 250 range, both of them, and that would be a really nice add to your roster. A.J. Dillon with huge upside as a running back, one top five in my opinion, if anything were to happen to Aaron Jones in Green Bay. No way I pick up Cam Akers, the running back for the Los Angeles Rams. ECR is 45, average draft position 40. He only scored 4 points last year. He actually didn't even really fare that well in the playoffs. There's no way I'm picking up Cam Akers, the running back for the LA Rams. My push is Brandon Cooks, wide receiver for Houston. He's actually got an expert consensus ranking of 44. He's only being drafted at an average draft position of 51. I'm going to push him up the board. 232 fantasy points last year, and he performed really well with Davis Mills at quarterback for the Houston football team. Yes, round six. Everyone has a chance at Amon-Ra St. Brown, the wide receiver for Detroit. His ECR rating is 60. His ADP is 60. Fantasy points last year, 228. A really nice start for a rookie wide receiver. I am really seriously looking at Amon-Ra St. Brown. Everybody has a shot at him. At that pick of number 60, you should go out there and get him if you can. No way No way does Chase Edmonds make my team, the running back for Miami. ECR value is 58. He has an average draft position at 92. But he's being drafted by the experts, they're saying, in round six. No way. He is not going to be on my team. 143 fantasy points last year in Arizona. I don't think he does that well in Miami this year. My push player is Marquise Brown, wide receiver for Arizona. His ECR is 57 with an average draft position of 59. 226 fantasy points. Marquise Brown, for me, I'm pushing him up the board. He's going to get off to a really good start. And if you have an opportunity to pick him up in your draft, he could be a good player, especially with Hopkins out. And then after week six, or is it eight? I'm not sure. One of those two, when Hopkins comes back, yeah, he might level off, but he could get off to a hot start and have high value for you in that round six. So that's the beginning of this podcast for the It Factor. We went through rounds one through six. I'm going to come back and do rounds seven through 15 and just beyond, and give you some more information. Same thing. Everyone has a shot. No way. And push it. Remember to share. It's only fair. Bye.